here. And as everyone is joining, we are going to start. We decided that we needed to do something very positive in the light of the unspeakable horrors and tragedy that has hit the Jewish nation and the Jewish people. The videos and testimonies that we have been exposed to are bigger and crueler than our souls can contain. Saw that quoted from Robert Grossberg, and it's really true. The more we watch, the more horror, the more we have despair, the more we're frozen, the more we can't act. It's said recently that we daven Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur right after Baruch Hashanah Yikasevu and Yom Kippur Yechasevu, is said Usafila Usashuva Usadaka Ma'avirin Isroa Hagazera. Tfila, davening, prayer, teshuvah, and becoming better people, utzedakah, and giving tzedakah can change this evil decree. Tonight, we're trying to act positively and to go ahead and to bring you a program with some speakers and some tehillim and psalms that will help us get through this really, really difficult period. And we will continue to be front and center in your lives to help get through this period of time.
We can hear the audio.
Yes, we realize we're working on it. For those of you who don't know, this is Yerachmiel Adam Rocky, who's been our guard on all 8 Shoresh trips and is planning on being our guard again on our 9th Shoresh trip.
Find my iPad.
If it doesn't come on in the next minute, we're going to continue the program.
Because it's 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of October.
I don't believe anybody can hear what Rocky has to say, so we're going to continue the program.
People can't hear it?
No, people cannot hear it.
Okay. I apologize.
No, I cannot hear it at all.
Okay, yeah, we no one can hear it, so we're going to go to the next part of the program.
My apologies.
Okay.
So let me begin by starting with something that needs some clarification. The Torah tells us in two different places, when Hashem wishes to bless Abraham, our ancestor Abraham, about his future progeny, his future descendants. In one place, Hashem promises, "Shamti ezarecha ka'afar ha'aretz," that I'm going to make your seed as numerous as the dirt of the land. It'll be everywhere. Yet in a second place, when again Hashem promises about the future of the Jewish people, he says, Habet no hashamayim. He tells Abraham to look up towards the heavens. Usvar hakochavim. You should count the stars. And he says, just as the stars are cannot be counted, ko yezaracha.
Why don't you?
So shall your descendants be. We are compared to the stars in heaven and to the dirt of the ground. The question is asked, if the whole point of why Hashem is promising this is to just focus on and to portray how numerous we are going to be, then one reference would have sufficed. Why do it with both a comparison to stars as well as to the dirt of the earth? Our sages teach us that there are times that we as a Jewish people will be compared to both. There will be times in our collective history of where we will be like stars, of where we will be shining bright, of where we will be illuminating things around the world. We will sparkle and shine brightly. However, there are other times in our history of where we are going to be trampled, we are going to be crushed, we are going to be stepped on like the dirt of the earth. This week, we have suffered a tremendous tragedy of immense proportion that we have not seen since the Holocaust. We felt violated. We feel violated. We feel that we have been trampled and we have been crushed, perhaps even less than the dirt upon which we walk. But my friends, this is not the first time that this has happened in our history. Jewish history has been replete with stories, with incidents and tragedies, periods of darkness. The Chafetz Chaim tells us an amazing midrash that on the very first day that Adam and Eve were created, on the sixth day of creation, after they were created and they were put in the beautiful Garden of Eden, and they were given one command to not eat from that tree, they were to partake of all the other trees of the garden.
but the tree of knowledge of good and evil they were not allowed to eat. And they broke with that command. They rejected God's commandment, and they were banished. The Medrash LeChafetz Chaim quotes tells us that as the day was going on and the sun was beginning to set, Adam and Eve were overcome with tremendous panic. They knew that the decree that God had given them was that death was going to happen. And here it is, they see their world turning darker and darker. The sun is setting and they're thinking, this must be what God meant, that the punishment, the decree for all of us, for mankind, was that we are going to bask in darkness for the rest of our lives. And they spent the entire night fasting, praying. The Midrash tells us that as morning broke and the sun was beginning to rise again, it gave them a sense of hope and optimism. And it taught them a lesson, says the Midrash, that no matter how dark a period it is, and we know just from science that the darkest period in night is right before it gets light. It's not in the middle of the night. It's not at the beginning of the night, but it's at the very end. That's when things are the darkest. And Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, saw that there was still hope. The sun did rise again. At the end of every darkness, there always will be the shining brightly. We say this every Pesach, every Seder night. B'chol dar v'dar, in every generation, omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. There are those that stand up against us, not to harm us. L'chaloseinu means to annihilate us, to wipe us off the face of the earth. Yet the phrase that we are all familiar with at the end of that sentence is V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. God saves us from their hand. This, I believe, is a critical message that we as the Jewish people need to hold on to, especially in these hard times. But you may say, but it seems to be getting worse, not better. Here it is, we thought that in the shadows of the Holocaust, something like this could never happen again. Rabbi, tell me, will there ever be light again? How can I truly believe that Mashiach will come in our generation when it didn't come in much brighter generations? It didn't come in the generation of Rashi, the Rambam, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Vilna Gaon, and the list goes on and on and on of great, great people. What makes us think that we will have that merit? How can it possibly be, you will ask? Rav Elio Dessler tells us in one of his writings that the value of our simple one good deed is worth more than all the previous generations. Why? Because specifically it's our generation that faces challenges that were even more difficult. The harder the challenge, the more value there is. Don't we tell this to our children? We tell them, yes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's what we want to understand. Doing one mitzvah today is valuable far more than it was in easier times. Lefum tzara agra, as the Mishnah tells us, based on the amount of effort, toil, and pain to do something right, is its commensurate value. Hashem cherishes our actions more because of our battles being tougher, more distractions, more being pulled in directions that seem to lead us away from our pride as being Jews. Every ounce of effort we invest now pay even greater dividends. As somebody posted today, the darker the room, the less amount of light is needed to light up the room. As our world gets darker and darker, to watch these atrocities happen, even if this were not for the Jewish people, but to watch atrocities of this magnitude, the world has become a darker place. but that only creates our resolve of how just one little candle can light up an entire room. So what are we to do to find this light amidst the darkness? We probably, in just the last 4 days, 5 days, we probably have heard this expression, I dare say, at least 200 times, maybe more. We've heard the expression, Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai. It's such an amazing slogan that talks about the eternity of the Jewish people. Am Yisrael, the nation of Israel, Chai, not only is alive, but remains alive. It's a slogan affirming that despite all the attempts to annihilate us, with Hashem's help, we persevere. But I want you to understand this is more than a slogan. It has to be more than a slogan. It needs to be a commitment. We have to be Am Yisrael. Doesn't say Amim, the nations of Israel. It's a singular, unified nation. Am Yisrael Chai. Rav Soloveitchik writes so beautifully. He writes that the word Am, Ayin Mem, is related to another word spelled Ayin Mem, but the grammar is different. Instead of it being Am, it is Im, which means with. Am Yisrael is only Chai if we stand Im Yisrael. We stand together with each other. As Rocky was saying on his video, and I'm sorry that it didn't come out, Rocky was telling us this idea that when the enemy came in, they didn't differentiate whether you were pro-right, pro-left, you were religious, you were not religious. They didn't care. You were Jewish. That's all that mattered. We need to identify that we are not just Am Yisrael, but we are Im Yisrael. We are with each other, one unified nation with no divisions. I believe that one way that we can do this is by coming together in prayer. I'm very encouraged by how many gatherings around the world have gotten together in a moment's notice to get together, to sing together, to daven and pray together, to sing psalms and to beseech God. It's an amazing, to me, it's heartwarming to see the numbers of people all around the world coming together. One of our head staff, Tamar Livingstone, some of you may know, she had something posted, and it really made a great impact on me today. She wrote the following. She said, if my enemies care so much about my Judaism that they are trying to kill me for it, then I'm going to care more about my Judaism and live for it. That's what our job is here now. We have to look deep within ourselves and connect one Jew with another. Sure, we're never going to agree. Hey, we come from 12 tribes. I get it. We're never all going to be on the same page, but we are one family. And that is our mission. We have to be one family. For us to survive as a people, we have to remain as a people. So we come together to join, to daven, and to pray. But I want to share with you in particular, and I want to share, we're going to do two psalms tonight. Where is, why am I not seeing it here?
They'll do whatever they can for each other, give support.
Hold on, I'm here. Where is it? I want to bring this up. I want to read with you Psalm 20. Psalm 20, which the heading here tells us God responds in times of distress, is what we are in now. We're going to read through it slowly. We're going to read it. If you have the opportunity, you can read it in English. You can read it in Hebrew, this transliteration. And I'm just going to highlight a few things. And then I'm going to call on Rabbi Zmijewski and Rabbi Stein that we are going to do this responsively. But here's what it says. L'manatzeach mizmor leDavid. For the conductor, this is a psalm by David. Yancha Hashem biyom tzara. May Hashem answer you on this day of distress. May the name of the God of Jacob make you impregnable. Interesting. We ask Hashem to answer us on our day of distress through the name of our God of Jacob. Interesting. Because I would have expected to see all of our patriarchs, Abraham and Isaac as well. Why specifically do we call upon in this context that Hashem, the God of Jacob, should respond to us? If you know a little bit of our history, you know that of the three patriarchs, it is Jacob who lived the most challenging of lives. He lived a life where there was full of terror, where there was death of loved ones. He lost his beloved Rachel. He was sent into exile. His daughter was kidnapped. His son was also taken, Joseph. Sounds very eerily familiar to what we are experiencing right now. And we said that no matter what came across with Jacob, God was there to protect him. And therefore we turn to that God, the God who took care of Yaakov in his difficult, tumultuous life. We turn to him as well. May he dispatch your help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and consider your burnt offerings generous. May he grant your heart's desire and fulfill your every plan. May we sing for joy at your salvation and raise our banner in the name of our God. May Hashem fulfill all your requests, and that Hashem has saved his anointed one. He will answer him from his sacred heaven with the omnipotent victories in his right hand. Look at this next verse 8. Some with chariots and some with horses, but we, in the name of Hashem, our God, fall out. Our enemies put their trust in horses and chariots. In King David's time, that was the army. That was the sign of might. That was the sign that you were the most powerful. Nowadays, you put your trust in the technology. You put your trust in the artillery. Yes, we need to do it, but that is not where we know our ultimate victory will come from. We turn to Hashem. We know that our true salvation can only come about when we turn to Hashem and call out. Verse 9 tells us they slumped and fell, but yet we arose and were invigorated. They, the enemies who seemed to be invincible, they will fall, they fell, but we, who seemingly have been losers, have lost. No, we arose and we overpowered them. Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Hashem, save! May the king answer us on this day that we call. It is specifically during these troubled times that our prayers have to go together as Am Yisrael, unified with Im Yisrael, a nation as one. Supercharged, our prayers can become to help change the situation that we are in for the better. This should be the will of Hashem, that he accept all of our prayers for across the globe, that are all praying for the salvation of our brothers and sisters in Israel. I turn the floor over to Rabbi Stein, who will lead us in the recitation of Psalm 20.
Rabbi Stein will lead the first recitation. Actually, Rocky is on live from Israel, so he's going to speak for 3 minutes after the first psalm. I'll do the second psalm, and we'll end up by singing a song. So, Rabbi Stein, please first lead us in this psalm. Thank you, Rabbi T.
L'manatzeach mizmor leDavid.
L'manatzeach
mizmor leDavid.
Yanucha Adonai b'yom tzara. Yisagebcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezra mikodesh umitzion yisadaka.
Yishlach Ezra mikodesh umitzion yisadaka.
Yisgar kamen chosecha volotcha yidash nesela. Yitain lecha kevavecha. V'cholatzasecha yimale.
Hein lecha chilvavecha v'cholatzasecha yimale.
Yeranina b'shuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimale Adonai kol mishalosecha.
Yeranina b'shuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimale Adonai kol mishalosecha.
Ato yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho. Yaneh mishmei kacho. Big verse yesha yemino.
Ato yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho. Yaneh mishmei kacho. Big verse yesha yemino.
Elev arecha v'elev asusim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir.
Eilev arecha v'eilev asusim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir.
Emokaru v'nafalu. Va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodot.
Hema karavana falo vanaknu kam divanisoda.
Adonai Hoshiya Hamelech Yaneinu v'yom kareinu.
Adonai Hoshiya Hamelech Yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Rocky is gracious enough that he is on live from Israel. So he's going to share just 3 minutes of what he was. His message was, so you can hear, and then we're going to end off with one more Tehillim and a song together.
I want to thank Rabbi Dave for having invited me to send a video. I'm sorry that I understand it didn't quite work out. I told Rabbi Dave if he'd like, he can put the link so that it can be downloaded so you can hear it, because I'm not sure I'll really remember what I said. But one of the things we have to really understand is that we're going through a very, very challenging time. We became very splintered just before these events. We became very splintered, and you know, I'm sure that you saw in the news all sorts of different things about protests, this, that. We started becoming splintered, and people started looking at, you know, well, I'm left, I'm right, I'm religious, I'm not religious, I do mitzvahs, I don't do mitzvahs. Everything was coming apart. And really, the thing that's very important is to understand that we need to look at each other as brothers. We need to help each other. We need to work together. We need to be unified together. And it really, in the end, doesn't matter. And if we don't understand that, we see that our enemies do understand that. They came across the line and searched out civilians. They didn't search out army people and soldiers, policemen. They searched out civilians, regular Jews. And they didn't ask, not one of them did they ask, are you religious? You're not religious. You're left. You're right. They didn't ask any of those questions. You were Jewish, or even those who weren't Jewish, but they associated with Jews. That was enough. The power that we have when we come together is incredible. If anybody here has noticed, in the last couple of days, this whole country has really rallied together from the north to the south. People are gathering things to help other people. People are offering places for people to stay so that they're a little bit further away from the missiles and from the action. finally, we're realizing for ourselves that we're, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The fact that we're Jewish, that's what matters. And it doesn't matter so much where you're holding, what your political views are, how you religiously, it's to be together. Each one of us has a very, very special power to add so much by just focusing on that relationship with one another, focusing that relationship with Hashem. And it's very important. Every little mitzvah that a person does is very, very important. It has tremendous amount of weight. I know that Rabbi T mentioned that early on when he was speaking. You have no idea. It's the little things. It's the little things. It's not the giant things that make the difference. It's always the little things. So each mitzvah that you do, don't think maybe it's too small, maybe it's too insignificant. Who am I anyway? I'm just a nobody. You're a somebody. You're a very important somebody. And your little mitzvah is not so little. It's much, much bigger than you can think of. Ultimately, we will get through this. Hashem is there for us all of the time. He's there for us. He will help us get through it. It's very difficult here, especially. We know too many of the people who were killed, too many people that were injured, too many of the people who were captured. We know their families. So it's a very, very personal thing. Here it's a very, very personal thing. It's not just a number in a newspaper or a number on a report. It's a person. And the real fact is that we all need to look at it that way, even if you don't know who that is, but it's a person. It's another fellow Jew. It's precious. They're precious. You need to focus on that. And if each one of us would just daven a little bit here and there, a little bit stronger, or do a little mitzvah here and there, we will get through this. We will be the ones who are victors. The numbers are horrifying. The events are horrifying. But it's not over. We've survived all the many generations through things horrible. We'll survive this too. But only together. I feel very close to the Shoresh family, and have always felt very, very honored by the fact that I've been part of the Shoresh family. Make it a family. Work together. You can have your disagreements, but work together. And certainly coming together like this is a fantastic, fantastic thing. You have no idea how much Hashem is listening to just now, that there's this huge group coming together for the purpose of survival, the purpose of success, the purpose of being together one with one. I wish all of you the best, and I thank you all, Mamish. I thank you for coming together and for being there. And let's just do it together. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rocky. We're now going to do the next Tehillim, the second one. And for all of you who are here, it's so meaningful. All of our Shoresh family, people from outside the Shoresh family, our Jewish friends and our non-Jewish friends. And it means so much to us to hear all of your support. Shiola ma'alos. Esoy Nile Harim, may I in your voice
re. Yola Malos, Esoy Nile Harim, may I in your voice re.
Esri, may Imaduna, your Seshema Yimvarets.
Esri, may Imaduna, your Seshema Yimvarets.
Ali Yite Lamot Raglecha. Ayanun shomrecha.
Al yitein lamo raglecha. Ayanun shomrecha.
Inei lo yanum lo yishan shomer Yisrael.
Inei lo yanum lo yishan shomer Yisrael.
Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzelcha, yad yaminecha.
Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzelcha, yad yaminecha.
Yoma Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yore yachpaloila.
Yoma Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yore yachpaloila.
Adonai yishmarcha mikara yishmar es nafshecha.
Adonai yishmarcha mikara yishmar es nafshecha.
Adonai yishmor tzeischa v'yecha me'ata v'yad olam.
Adonai yishmor tzeischa v'yecha me'ata v'yad olam.
We will end off with the song that talks about our brothers and our sisters who are going through a very challenging time, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, written by A.B. Rottenberg. And please all sing together this beautiful song to end off our evening.
Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Achenu
Kol Beis
Yisrael.
Amokom Yerachem Yerachem Aleihem V'yotziyem Mitzarab Levacham Umeyafel Aliyavavarab Mishibun Legeyula Hashta Bahagala Uvizman Karim Hamakom Yerachem Yerachem Aleihem V'yotziyem Yitzarab Levacham Umeyafel Aliyavavarab Umishibud Legeyula hashta bagala uvizman karib vinomar amen. Thank you all for coming this evening. We hope to have similar programs in the very near future. By the wink of an eye, Hashem can change our fate. The good Lord shine down upon us and all of our people and our soldiers a quick victory, and will restore his glorious name to all of us here in the Jewish people and in this world. Thank you, everyone. This will end our broadcast.